And this is a pre-show. I don't know how long these pre-shows are going to be. This is Monday, and it is the 9th, right? Yeah. And it's going to be Pete Bone, who is going to be doing the do here on our pre-show, here on the show this week, filling in. We'll see how that goes. Maybe some drama will ensue. We got a lot of fucking shit to do between now and, frankly, Friday, because everybody's going on vacation. Everybody's going on vacation. And the only guy left will be me. So I can run this whole thing if I knew how, but I don't. You know, there's a whole bunch of shit I don't know how to do. Therefore, everybody said, we're going on vacation, Phil, whether you like it or not. I said, that's fine. I'm just, you know, everybody, they deserve it. Alex deserves it. And probably I deserve it. Probably not as much as everybody else. So that having been said, the pre-shows this week will be small. I'm not even sure that they will be. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It'll be just a minor, there'll be minor setup. And then, boom, we're into it. So I will maybe just dispense with the pre-show, and this will be the pre-show, whatever's on the video. Usually we take the pre-show and we separate it onto an audio track, its own separate audio track like we do with the podcast. But I don't anticipate these going much longer than 5 minutes, man. I don't know, you know, fuck it, you know, if you want to. A little inside scoop for you guys. You know, we were sort of beeping and editing shit. So even though you were getting the unedited version, you backstage pass people were getting the unedited version. We were beeping and editing for the free drop, and we're going to cease doing that. Just to, you know, give the people who are non-subscribers a taste of how, you know, we really do the show. And like that, you know, without giving away the whole kit and caboodle, just for a very, very short time, will be what we're going to do. Let me see what I got going on here, man. All right. I got a line on you, babe. I got a line on you. Here's what I'm going to do here. We're going to be doing a Pete Bone show. All right, so here we go. Pete Bone. Pete Bone here. Elvis Sherrock has defeated Elvis Sherrock is victorious, and we're looking forward to a new day, a new age with Elvis Sherrock as our presidential candidate here of the Anglican Party, of the Ganglion Party. I am very encouraged, and I hope you are too. Randy, I know that you, I'm very encouraged. And did you try to get the opposing candidate on? I tried to call Rick Belfry and his lovely wife, Sarsaparilla. I tried to call Merton Singh. I tried to call Merton Ling, and he would have none of it. You tried calling Mr. Ling. All right. Merton Ling would have none of it. And that was always his campaign slogan, too, wasn't it? All right. So, you know, kind of like that, man, is what we're going to do. All right. What am I doing? Okay. I want to get over to... okay. Check out some. Well, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Battle Hymn of the Republic. There it is.
From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Illinois, the time is now for Pete Bone. The Pete Bone Revival. The Pete Bone Rising. Pete Bone Rising. It is time for Pete Bone Rising. The Pete Bone Revival, and it is the Pete Bone Arising. It is the Pete Bone Rebellion. The Pete Bone Rebellion. There's
one for you. You can have that for free, man. All right? Have that for free. All right, ready? Like I said, you know, it's going to be a short one. See how long. 7 after. All right, man. Here we go. Now, I don't know really what commercials we're going to be doing. Fuck. Bitch. Motherfucker. This is why God made shirts. This is why God made shirts that, you know, you don't really give too much of a shit about.
Pete Bone on the air. I got a line on you, baby.
What is this, man? This is for today. Is this for tomorrow?
All right, here we go, man.